So I was sitting with you, and it was as if all of my preconceptions of you and my, you know, the poorness that I relate to on a day-to-day level when I'm with you went there, and I saw you in your immensity. And I saw you on a level I don't think you've seen yourself, actually. Mm. And that was what was quite incredible. Mm. I was seeing something I don't think you have come into yet, but you're emerging into. Mm. And it was it was very real, in a very, and it was all about vibration. I suddenly saw how unimportant, I've always thought about you as your work, it has to be, you know, well, perhaps you ought to go back into your group, or perhaps you ought to, you know, why is he tucked away here at Quinderloop, and he should be, more people should be coming, so I go down to Molumbimby and drag people up here. I was trying to give someone your telephone number yesterday, and you go, why don't they all go and talk to Paul? But I got last night to this whole other level, and you're still, and I got how it's the next 20 years in your body is still important. I don't know why 20 years came, but it did come, probably to do with your mother. It's still important, but it's only important as part of your transition from this dimension into another dimension. It's you making the transition, and I was just in it and seeing it so clearly last night, and so I was trying to describe it to you really.
Mm.
And then the work, what I was trying, do you want me to go on a little bit longer? Then the work that you would be doing is continuous. It's been continuous since, I don't know how, since, I didn't see that, but it's been, well, since groups and since the work you've been doing, it's, you know, it's been, I can see as long as we've known each other, the continuity of it. But it's not stopping. I got this, you know, Paul is retired is not true. Just transforming, and it's, you don't know at the moment where it's transforming. So when some psychic people have said to you in the past, you know, your greatest work is to come, I knew what that meant. Mm. And it is about this transforming into another dimension of working, which is about vibration.
Mm.
It's my newest word to it. About vibration, but the communication in vibration, touching in vibration.
I think you're right in saying on one level that I don't see that or I don't know that. And it feels to me that there's another level of, the word that comes is claiming it or allowing it to take over. And I feel that, well, in a way, everything's a preparation. But just lately, it's been more intensely clearing things up on the tiniest, slightest level, as though something's going to happen where it'll be totally inappropriate for me to do all the things I'm doing practically. And the emails and writing and that will not be possible from this other level. It will all be more pure vibration than the physical part. And when you said something like that you'd never seen Paul or never realized before, what I think it is what you recognize then is beyond Paul. So it's not Paul anymore. Absolutely. It's when Paul isn't there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I feel coming every now and again. And it's, I'm not even sure it's this place, but this place has played a big part in it, because you can feel what's here, the support and the nourishment. And the local Aboriginal people have been very instrumental in this area. They're very strong people, and of course they see absolutely what we have had absolutely no idea about. All these trees are people, everything's people, the rocks are people, everything's people, and they talk to them and sing to them, and so there's an aliveness around here that they evoke the aliveness and the fact that this is a healing area for them. So this place has been supportive for that, and you've tuned into that down in the cottage. You start to get this thing. But then, just to remind you again, what Jack O'Keefe was saying. She was saying, this is what I remember, that you can go to a certain level, a certain frequency, a certain vibration, and then you're on the threshold of something. And the mind wants to define what's beyond the threshold, and the mind doesn't have the capability, and therefore you get stuck at the threshold because you're trying to understand it instead of not holding understanding and allowing something to happen over which not only do you not have an understanding, but you don't have a control. And when I say you don't have a control, that isn't true either, because of course when you go beyond, you are the beyond, and therefore it's not control, but you are part of everything that's happening, and everything is happening in harmony, and you're part of the harmony. So it's going to that level and then disconnecting from attempting to understand and allowing this whatever dropping into it, dissolving into it. And so it's a dissolution in a way, dissolving, dissolution, merging. And yeah, that's right, that's that cricket starts up. That's what I was explaining yesterday, when a certain feeling, a certain stillness, right, a certain stillness that's alive. It's not a mantra where you can go into a lullaby, or a meditation where you're trying to get away from the mind, because then you can go dead in that. No, it's not. It's very alive. It's very alive.
So but there's no technique, is there?
No. Oh, no. Any technique is a division. Yeah. So it's this aliveness and total unconditional availability. And when Jesus says, unless you die and be reborn, it's not necessarily that you die, because if Bankai says you're not born, so you can't die. It's not that you don't die, but you're ready to die. And of course, it's ready to die to what you are calling yourself, which is just an identification. It's not really yourself. So when we were talking yesterday, what I remember now, what we were talking about is, if you're in that space and you're ready to die, you're not holding on to anything, whatever, 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 then you start to become aware of another level inside that is buzzing or vibrating or shimmering inside. And then with that allowing, that not holding in any way, no desire, not even a preference, all the cells start to vibrate at their natural frequency, because you're not interfering anyway. You're not saying, I want to be together so I can go to work tomorrow. That lowers the frequency of the cells. It lowers them. They've got to contract a little bit in order to be there for your desire. In the East they say desire is the source of misery. So when there's, you disconnect from the desire and this and that, and you're ready to die, and you're ready to be here, and you're ready to never be able to, or have to, or whatever. Whatever life existence says. When you can, all the cells start to vibrate at a different frequency. And when they do, they start to match the frequency of everything around. So then, when the seer and the seer are one, and that's a frequency, it's a vibration, that all the cells are vibrating at the same frequency as the air, as everything. And then that's when the body becomes a shell, an empty shell. When the body becomes not a division from inside and outside. Jesus, when you see the inside as the outside and the outside as the inside, the up as the down and the down as the up, when thine eye be single, then will thy body be full of light. Light, but the frequency of light. Not light as we know it, as the opposite of darkness. As John Wren Lewis said, the brilliant darkness. And then there's that harmony then. The hardly being a separation from everything. So I think the way Mahavir expressed that was that he wore a mask and he had a brush, so as not to tread on anything, not to kill anything, because everything is it. And whenever you get ill, don't be against the illness. Don't be against the microbes, the bacteria, the virus. Don't be against them. We're all one. And the virus is helping you to see something. Everything's helping us to see something. It's helping us to wake up to something much bigger than the way we're experiencing and seeing things. To see that everything's alive, everything's vibrating. So as the desire, which is really a demand, is allowed to dissolve. And as Sosan says, when you have no preferences, the great way is not difficult. So when there's no preferences even, not even a preference, then you just say, okay, here, now, just as it is, however it is, then the division dissolves. And then none of the words fit a realization, because it's not a realization, because somewhere you've known it all. Always. Part of you always knows that. But the main thing is, life is more fun. That's the main thing. It's fun. Always.